This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in that order, not necessarily in that order, but any order that you'd like. You can do it any way you want. Take a card. Pick a
Collect
card.
Collect all three.
Yes. and also get sugar for a year. How's that? Sweetness and light. That's what they're all about. David Letterman made his first public appearance when he retired a year ago. He pretty much said he was going to drop out. If you've seen pictures of him with his beard,
yeah, he looks like the
really
Unabomber.
Recognize him? I know he looks weird with that beard. He's
it's
a
like
weird.
He really let it go.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did. All right. So anyway, he started the course, got things going. Chris Pine, the actor, has been in Star Trek amongst other movies. Waved the green flag to kick off the race, and away they go. 400,000 people in the stands. This is the 100th time this race has been run. And let's see if we can get a little overview of the race and who won. Who won?
Surprise.
Who won? Alexander Rossi.
All right, hold on a sec.
And starting now.
Mm-hmm. Alexander Rossi is a new name to IndyCar fans and perhaps one of the more surprising Indianapolis 500 winners in the race's history. Rossi, a 24-year-old native of California, is a rookie, but he has been on a big stage before. Since he was 16, he's been racing in Europe, pursuing a ride in the Elite Formula One Series. He didn't get that ride this season, so he went to IndyCar instead. And it's safe to say, that has worked out. Fuel strategy defined the end of this year's 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. Several teams got nervous near the end of the race that they didn't have enough fuel to finish. So contenders like Tony Kanaan, Carlos Munoz, and Joseph Newgarden had to make a stop in the last 10 laps. Alexander Rossi's team gambled and left him out on the track. He ran out of gas in the last turn, but he had enough of a lead to coast to the finish and hang on for the victory. Today's victory says a great deal about the potential for Rossi to become a force in IndyCar racing, assuming that he now sees that and not Formula One as his future. Consider this. Until he came to Indianapolis this month, his only real experience racing on an oval track was earlier this season at Phoenix, where he finished 14th. Alexander Rossi isn't necessarily seen as a championship contender this year, so the double points awarded for the Indianapolis 500 might not be much of a factor in terms of the championship hunt. What is significant is a 1-2 finish for Honda, which was expected to struggle at Indianapolis. Honda teams are pulling even with Chevy teams that could have a major impact on the rest of this season.
Wow, is that guy exciting? And really, was he injured? Boy, you could tell he was excited about that race!
Dripping with excitement!
Wow! Yeah! Okay, so Lady Gaga apparently replaced Keith Urban, had a back injury. Did he fall off the stage someplace? What's his problem?
Keith Urban?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one really was specific. I don't know if he hurt himself on... I think he's on tour, but Jen would know better.
Yeah, he was on tour. I don't think... He didn't fall off the stage, nothing like that. You know, they're getting older, Dougie. I mean...
Oh, is that what it is? Oh!
You know, you pull stuff. What am I going to say? I don't know.
All right, so Lady Gaga rode around the track with Mario Andretti for a few laps. I don't know if she sang her way around the course or she just showed up. And would you know her because of the outfits that she wears most often? If she were just in street clothes,
I know.
Walking around, would you recognize her even?
She's so smart, though, because she knew, look, how many people have great voices that just go unnoticed every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
She, because of her meat dress and all of her crazy fashion, she got noticed. And now she's sort of like gone back into normal. You know, she's like, I don't need all that because I'm talented. It's... It was an interesting tactic.
How many people really care at this point or pay attention to the Indy 500? I remember as a kid, there was all kinds of excitement.
Lots of people. About it.
Really?
Yeah.
NASCAR is big, but I don't know that I...
I was just going to say, I don't really know much about NASCAR, but is there a crossover audience between NASCAR and Indy?
I would think at least some, but I, what I heard this year is that for the qualifying, that, that everyone qualified because so few cars and drivers actually came to race in this one, which is kind of sad for the, it's not the 100th anniversary, but the 100th running of it.
What's the purse? Anybody know?
The, no.
Something you put money in?
No, that's the winnings. I think, I mean, for this kid to come out, though, and win on your first time, that that has to give you a boost in your career. So I would still say it's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think there's a lot of attention always given to it, but I see there's
I saw a lot of people posting about it on social media. Okay. I mean, particularly car racing is sort of, like, lost on me. I don't know.
Yeah,
but, but it's fun to watch your friends go bananas and go, who the heck is Roth, you know, Alexander Rossi? And then all of a sudden, you know, you look it up on Facebook. Oh, yeah, Indy 500.
Yeah, you see a name trending that you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Oh. All right. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we check out who's actually on duty because it is Memorial Day and the summertime season upon us. Who's on duty? Yes, who's playing and who's actually serious about being on duty? And the shark attack problem that may come up this season. Okay, I'm going to take a page out of Let's Scare the Hell Out of Everybody television playbook. Get those sharks, will you? All right, well, now I'm talking about the ones that are in Shark Tank. Although, an idea. How about Mark Cuban doesn't seem to be running. He's not interested in running. He didn't make it to the anybody's ticket. Although there's still talk about him going running with Hillary Clinton. How would he do with Donald Trump? The two of them are showboats. What do you think?
Yeah,
yes,
do you think
no?
He's doing that because he's like, yeah, I need to run.
All right,
that's
13 after.
Debate.
It is. It would be. It can be. Maybe it will be. This is Good Day.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2016 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 30th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today. Featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and made possible with support from Wells Fargo, the Nation of Kuwait, American Airlines, and Leidos. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit NationalMemorialDayParade.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Safety. Safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Know-how. You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All right, here we are, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The start of summer is 3 weeks and 3 days away. And so we bring ourselves around because we love to go to the beach. I was at the beach down on Martha's Vineyard over the weekend. It was delightful, just nice to get on a boat and go across.
That's right. You had a wedding this weekend, right? Was it
yeah.
nice?
No. Well, it was okay. You know what it was the best about it? I haven't spent a lot of time with my two sisters for a while, and with their children and the people that I like who are part of my family. So that part of it was good. And it was a beautiful day. We had a nice meal. I thought it was very interesting. The one comment I will make that says pretty much what I'm thinking, in terms of who is important, who is there, the obligation of inviting those who you need to invite versus those that you want to invite. The people that were wanted were inside, and the people that were just there because they had to be invited were sitting outside. I guess where
and
I sat.
And if you're listening to the show, he was sitting outside. It was an indoor-outdoor wedding?
Well, the wedding was outdoors at a lighthouse on Martha's Vineyard. Quite a nice scenario.
That sounds nice.
And then the reception was held at a beach club, which had indoor and outdoor facilities. And quite a nice place. We were talking about going back there maybe for a weekend visit or something later in the season or after the season is over. It really is neat. I like the Cape. I just don't want to go down there when there were 900 jillion billion people and you can't get around.
Right. Memorial Day weekend already tough. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was easy. We were an hour late leaving here. I thought we were going to miss the boat. But we got there in plenty of time because there wasn't that much traffic going over the bridge. There are two bridges that go from the mainland over to Cape Cod. And they are, the public works people have been trying, the Army Corps of Engineers, to get these bridges doubled in size for 40 years, because that's how bad the traffic has been for 40 years, and they can never get it done for whatever the reason. So I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going to have a two-hour wait in line. There was no wait. We just breezed right over, and we were at the boat a half hour early, and it was neat, and the boat ride was fun, and being over there, we drove around, and looked at a lot of things that I hadn't remembered seeing. And then, you know, we go for the wedding, and what's the old expression? If you can't say something nice, then don't say anything. So I'm telling you the good things that were a part of the wedding ceremony, and the rest of it was all, you know, it was just what it is. But it was kind of fun to go there. So anyway, as far as summer is concerned, we're getting started, and now the news media is all over the place because the warning has come from those, quote-unquote, who are officials, that shark attacks may go up this summer because of global warming.
Jaws.
Here's a story. Okay.
I don't have that either.
We don't have Jaws?
Give me 30 seconds, we can.
Nah, no. I'm talking about the cut that was 3001 that might have helped us tell that story. Okay.
Well,
anyway.
Here we go. The Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of beach season in the U.S., but as sun worshippers head to the ocean this weekend, they might be seeing more of these. A shark expert at the University of Florida predicts there will be more shark attacks around the world this year, surpassing last year's record number. George Burgess of the International Shark Attack File says the increased number of attacks is due in part to an increased number of sharks, which are recovering from historic lows in the 1990s. And he says there are more people in the world, and rising temperatures are prompting more of them to go swimming. Burgess says there were 98 reports of people being attacked by sharks last year. Six of them died. Among those attacked were two teenagers who were badly mauled in separate incidents off the coast of North Carolina, and a kayaker in California who was bitten on the foot. So as beachgoers dive into the ocean this year, they could find themselves fighting more than just a fierce undertow.
God, what a load.
Can we establish our shock at the International Shark Bite File?
what a load of manure that is. Some guy gets bit in the foot, and that makes it. Yeah, thank you. No. Oi. Enjoy yourself.
I'm going to apply for a job there. That sounds fun.
21 after the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Well, I tell you the truth, I love all the troops protecting the land, sea, and air.
Now you're back in town, keeping us safe and sound from that crazy ass Elmo in Times Square.
I ain't gonna lie, I love seeing you guys in my audience every day.
And when the show's through, just one thing left to do, go out to the bars and get laid. Cause I got friends on all.
That's a good edit.
From the Navy.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon and Adam Sandler performing a song on the Tonight Show. The audience is of troops. This is the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. This is the Garth Brooks Friends in Low Places song. This is called Friends on All Bases. I had to crack that up there.
Funny.
On all bases. Brave and strong, I dedicate this song to those that serve us day and night.
And you're good looking too, and if I saw you on Tinder, you know I'd swipe right.
I'm glad you're all here, though it's just once a year. Oh, how I wish you all could stay.
Before you all go, enjoy the rest of the show. When did I mention you're gonna get laid?
Oh, and I got friends. Oh, no.
Adam Sandler is actually still a frat guy in college.
Yeah.
True. I don't think he'd argue with you, actually.
Yeah. Adam Sandler was quoted, I was talking about the wedding we went to, and the guy who did the reading for, there was a young lady who did a reading, a scriptural sort of thing, and this guy gets up, who's the friend of the groom, and he'd been asked to read something that was appropriate. So he took a piece of Adam Sandler.
From The Wedding Singer?
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually quite good. I had a tear in my eye when he was reading. This is just the silly stuff, but appropriate for the most part, anyway. Jimmy Fallon, I'm with you.
He likes to become the story a lot. You know, he's different than Johnny
Carson.
He's
not focused on the guests and not focused on why people.
It's more about showcasing his talent, which he's talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But well, the show is really funny, but he is a horrible interviewer. He is the worst interviewer probably in the history of television.
The bummer, because the point of that show is to interview people.
Right.
He's
not a good host.
But the thing is, I feel like people, at least younger people, kind of, yes, you want to hear what they have to say, but so many late night interviewers will ask them all the same question over and over again, and that's something you've already heard numerous times. So at least this, you get to see them interacting, and I think that's what a lot of people actually want to see these celebrities doing.
Then what's the difference between why do we feel that way about Jimmy Fallon and not about James Corden, who's doing the carpool karaoke so successfully? He seems to know how to get out of the way.
I think that James Corden has a little bit less of an ego, at least one that comes across on TV, and that might be it.
Yeah, that might be it. You're right. But there's just that carpool, that's made this guy a star, even though he was sort of a star before. And I didn't much care. I kept saying, can we get some Americans to do this? Well, I can't think of any. Apparently, we can't because the status of the late night shows is horrible. Kimmel's lousy. Fallon is lousy. What are they doing on CBS?
Well, it shows you that the time is switching and millennials are consuming this kind of late night show.
But the millennials don't even like this stuff.
Jimmy Fallon's very popular,
He's pretty popular.
But the ratings don't show the same attention from a larger audience. It's a good audience of that age, which is what the advertisers want. But when you talk about a broad age that, like Jay Leno had, it's not there. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-800-800-800. 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. They focus on Memorial Day. Put aside the clutter for a moment and whatever it is that you're going to do. And take a moment, think about who it is in your family that you can pay tribute to. Someone who was in the military, someone maybe that was older, maybe you weren't alive when this person was alive. There are some awesome stories that people will tell today, and I hope that these stories, not that I want to glorify war because I don't want to glorify war. I want to glorify people who are selfless rather than so many people who are around who are selfish. Number of people who are around, you know, the militarists pay attention to numbers and money and things like that, whereas a day like today is supposed to be through the day and into the evening about the toll that war takes. You see a lot of older women who are out at the various, and children too, as far as that's concerned. Well, women, men, children mostly, who cry about, I was thinking about all the hoopla that was focused on Chris Kyle over the past week. Did he have this many medals or did he not have? I mean, the fact that somebody asked why he overrepresented it. So nobody checked? Why? What, and what's the big deal? given what the guy did, no matter how many medals he had, why would you get in the way?
And why bring it up now?
Yeah,
you know, there was time to do it before. Now it's just too late.
What's the point? So anyway, the one thing that does bother me sometimes is how soldiers are glorified and the winning of a battle or a war is based on who you pray to and how much you pray. One of the things that we have right now is we are at war with a bunch of scum who claim that God is on their side. And when I think it cheapens it, frankly. I think bringing God into war cheapens God, frankly. I think thoughts are things. Prayers are thoughts. If you want to pray for protection, however it is, we spend a lot of time praying over the caskets of dead soldiers, and a lot of people are going to go to memorialize today and put things on the graves of soldiers that were in their families, and I think that that's swell. I think that's an important thing to do. But I find it troubling, frankly, to connect the business that is war to God or to spirituality. I don't know. It bothers me.
Well, and how do you fight a fight with a group of people that think they're doing this in the name of God?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing.
That's what's troubling about it.
Yeah, these people are fighting thinking that they're fighting the good fight, and you're not going to convince them otherwise, so that makes it difficult to win, I guess.
So, now, tell me whether you think this is alarmism or not. This may be a better discussion for Veterans Day, but because it is Memorial Day and people are in the mind to think about soldiers, the number of active duty soldiers in the Army, for example, down to about 500,000, the fewest active duty soldiers since before World War II. People are pointing fingers at the Obama administration, the Pentagon, because they've reduced troop numbers. I'm not sure what to make of this, actually, because I think that when you really get right down to brass tacks, most of the fighting that would go on, if there is to be another hot war, and these skirmishes, Afghanistan, Iraq, and wherever, even back to Vietnam and to Korea, these are not real wars. These are what they call police actions, and so they still take toll. The number, what difference does it make whether you call it or a war or a police action, whatever you call it? These people are still dying. And since Vietnam, they have all died pretty much in vain. People say, I'm looking at the pictures of the Korean War Memorial in Washington. All those names there, the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, the names on the marble there, the three soldiers statue from Vietnam, and there's a lot of attention being paid to the 9/11 Memorial. I don't know that that's... I'm not sure I feel like that's appropriate for today. There's a different kind of war. But the focus on war and numbers and the people who would have you believe that without a million people... And look at the Chinese. They have 1.3 million. And the Soviet Union has over 1 million. And the Koreans have 1 million. And we don't have enough men. There aren't men who are going to... The only men and women that are needed are to operate the machines of war. And yet we send people, you see the pictures of these people had their legs blown off or their body parts spread all over the place, getting involved in these things. And frankly, as one, I can say that I wouldn't be doing this program if we didn't live in a free society, and that these people, you can make the argument, these people who have been in uniform have made it so that we can all speak and hear and live the way that we live. I think, yes, that certainly goes through World War II for sure. We had to be involved in that. But when you look at Korea, what came out of that? Look at Vietnam, what came out of that? Look at all of the... Other than Desert Storm, that's the one exception since World War II. That was something that was done well, and it needed to be done. I wholeheartedly supported what went on. The problem is we didn't go far enough, and therefore, when we didn't finish and go into Baghdad to get rid of Saddam Hussein, it created this whole mess now, which we've spent trillions of dollars on, was still there. It was bad judgment all the way around. Now, Monday morning quarterbacking is easy, but come on. You know what I'm saying. Norman Schwarzkopf said, go get him. Colin Powell was sort of on the rocks or on the, because George Bush, the president, said we didn't have a UN resolution that allowed us to do it. But you know what? There haven't been any UN resolutions that allowed us to do a lot of stuff. Common sense did not prevail that day. So we had another, we're still there. So it's more than a decade. You know, we talk about Afghanistan being the longest war we've been involved in. What the heck? We're still in Iraq. That started in 2003. This is 2016. We've been there 13 years. The same number of years we've actually been in Afghanistan. And what do we have to show for it? A lot of dead people. A lot of dead soldiers. A lot of people who put on a uniform thinking that they were going to protect the country. I don't feel protected from Daesh. Do you? I don't feel like we're secure. I don't know. Who does? I mean, we live our lives and we don't worry about these things until something else happens. But when you get right down to brass tacks, you know, we don't have soldiers that are going to keep bombs from being put in planes. Somebody put it on a sneaker or in a can of Coke or whatever it is. So I guess I question sometimes what it is, and I think we all need to question what goes on in the military-industrial complex, how much money we spend, $700 billion a year to feed this machine. What do you think? We have to be prepared. Yep, we do. But how do we prepare? I'm not a militarist. I'm not an expert. But I do have common sense to a point. And there's nothing about the way this is done now that makes any sense to me. We can be hacked, and we have been hacked, by people who are, they're not wearing a uniform. They're sitting someplace in a bedroom, for all we know, and they're 20 years old. And they feel like, okay, or they've been hired by some government someplace to screw things up.
One thing you can be sure of is that the wars that we know today, in the next 10 to 20 years, they're going to look a whole lot different.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. And why are we going to be any safer? That's questionable.
Right. We have this theater called the TSA. Now there's, over the weekend, lines have been shorter and we have different lines and you can take off your shoes and not take off your shoes, take off your belt. Do you know what imbecilic thinking goes into that? Honestly, it is, and we fall for it. Why? Is it because we're not educated or schooled? We were talking earlier, Jennifer, about what it is that we don't know regarding the history of wars in our country. Both Kara and Victoria recounted what they had learned about wars or history of our country, and it doesn't come up to World War II. I don't know what you learned about our country and the history of wars in our country. Do you feel like you're well-educated when it comes to that?
Definitely not as well as I could be. I mean, yeah. I think we do a pretty poor job, and I've said this is one of my drums
why
that I
do
beat
we?
Quite often.
What is it promoting? Why do we not have that information?
Not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think there is something to the fact that there's definitely a funnel of what we teach our kids.
Yeah.
And that can be political. It can, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely, or maybe there's just not enough time. But I know that when kids walk away from school, they don't have an idea of how to really make meaningful change in the country. And so there's just this huge sense of frustration. And I think that's a problem that comes from not teaching history in the most complete and right way that we should.
We have too many factions. Too many people pay attention to too many fringe factions. And in order for us to take care of the greater good, I think we have to stop doing that as much as we are, frankly.
There's also something, just real quick here, there's also something that makes you appreciate history more as you get older. You know, as a kid, you're like, ugh, that just happened so long ago. Like, why do I want to pay attention to it? And I think as you get older and you see patterns of behavior repeat themselves, that's when you start to really appreciate history. I swear, I think we lose the meaning of school on the young.
It's true.
We need to go to school when we're old, so we appreciate it more.
Okay, and let me throw this as an anecdotal sort of, not necessarily end of the conversation. I hope this will start conversations that will continue. The student in California who was put on their yearbook, this came up, I think the high school yearbook came out last week, Bayan Zalif, wearing a, what is it, what's the... What's the head
hijab, something like that.
But there's hijab. Multiple different kinds.
Yeah,
but I think I the most common is hijab.
Exactly right, but yeah.
And she was referred to as ISIS in the yearbook, and there was no connection. It was somebody who was stupid. The teacher said it was a typo. How do you you write ISIS instead of what?
That's a lame excuse. That's
what kind of stupidity is that?
Pretty big typo.
Yeah. Right. So is that kind of stuff that creates the feelings that we have? I get the feeling, and I understand and agree with the feeling to a certain extent about people who are here that ought not to be here for a lot of different reasons. Not only this kind of a problem that we have, but under the circumstances, the people who come into this. I was talking to a friend, a new friend who came from Lewiston, Maine. The reason he moved out is because the city had become overrun with Somalis who have made, they've sort of gone to this place because it's out of the way, an old mill town that doesn't have much going for it anymore. And these Somalis, there are thousands of them who moved to Lewiston, Maine. And as soon as they get there, they go on welfare. They're not citizens, they're nothing. And they get welfare. So these people who are putting on a uniform and going out and dying are dying for this? What's wrong with that picture? There's something
wrong with that picture.
Right. There's something wrong with that deal, in my mind. I don't think that's the... We've just gone nuts. And listen to Elizabeth Warren and that stuff. All right. That's enough. 48.
Benzene.
Yeah, that's right.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DC Jazz Festival, in the heart of the nation's capital, celebrates renowned masters and emerging artists from across the jazz spectrum. From June 10th to 19th, the festival features over 300 artists, more than 60 venues all over DC. See artists like Kamasi Washington, Maceo Parker, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Eddie Palmieri, and more. The world's best jazz is coming to Washington, DC. Wherever you are, it's easy to be a part of it. For more information and tickets, head to DCJazzFest.org. That's DCJazzFest.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Now, 53 past the hour. Movie moments on Memorial Day. There's a new X-Men movie that's out. We'll find out how that did at the box office. I'm reading a review here of it. Gives it an A-. Jennifer Lawrence and Evan Peters are in it. I'm not convinced. Why do they? Well, I suppose because they're trying to get young boys into the theater. I'm looking at the outfit Jennifer Lawrence is wearing, and it's
that's
so,
why.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gee, aren't I silly? All right. We get the box office totals. Chucker is during Memorial Day someplace. I forget where he is, but he's not here, and that's what's important. So we'll go through the numbers from the box office totals for the weekend and talk a little about X-Men and some of the other stuff that was around. It may not have done as well as you thought it was going to do. That's up next here on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 55 past the hour here as we go back and forth on what was good and what was bad. I didn't go to the movies over the weekend. I still want to see I want to find out from Jennifer where it showed up, the Clooney movie. Money Monster.
Yeah. It only made $4 million this weekend so far, and only 33 total. So that's but to have the star power of Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
Right.
But, you know, our guy, Chucker here, always says that Clooney can't open a movie, which is so weird because he's such a big star.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of I liked it. I'd go see a movie that he was in just because he was in it, frankly. And the same would be said for Julia Roberts. But I'm not the one that they're aiming at. Would you say the same for you, Victoria? Would you go see a movie that George Clooney was in, or would you have to know more about
it? I love George Clooney. Yeah, I'm just not a movie theater person anymore. I like sitting at home and watching in my Netflix living room.
Yeah. Yep. Right. All right, so Jen, what happened box office told us from this weekend?
X-Men killing it, $65 million, and that doesn't count today's haul, so that's a pretty big one.
That's because of Jennifer Lawrence's outfit.
That could be it. Alice Through the Looking Glass, Johnny Depp's flick, made $28 million, followed by The Angry Birds, which has made $66 million overall, $18 million this weekend. Captain America Civil War in at 4, and in 5th place, Neighbors True Sorority Rising. Made more money than the Money Monster, Dougie. Overall, Neighbors 2, $38 million. Monster, $33
million. What is the name? What's that movie about? I don't know.
It looks horrible. It's like Zac Efron and just like stupid.
Yeah, that's Seth Rogen one where the frat, the neighbors one, there was a frat next door and it's just, you know, a whole bunch of people partying and fighting.
Movie.
And
yeah. You went to see it, Victoria?
No, I saw the first one. I don't know how they ever got greenlit to make a second one because the first one was horrible.
So
how bad do you feel about yourself if you're Julia Roberts and George Clooney is my question?
Right, exactly.
What about the X-Men and these stories? This is a Marvel comic. So when you think about it, this is, and Chucker says this all the time, this seems to be the way the spectacular, foolish movie that couldn't ever possibly take place. It's all CGI stuff and sets and stuff that is really, truly escapism. I guess that's really what it is.
Yeah.
But
that's the only type of movie that's worth buying a ticket for. It's because you can see it on the big screen and experience it.
The X-Men is much better on a big screen if you have a big screen at home.
Right. Money Monster is going to be the same on the theater or on your home theater system. Mm-hmm. But X-Men, I mean, this is the type of genre now, the sci-fi genre, kind of fantasy, you know, the superhero mentality. I mean, this is the thing that's working just so well right now.
Yeah, apparently. Well, so you see, one wonders about how much it has in the leg department, because if it holds up from week to week for 3 or 4 weeks, then you know it's got something going for it. And if it doesn't, it won't be back again. 59 past the hour on Good Day. Happy Memorial Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.